So, Drew, thanks for joining us. First of all, just tell me, what's the progress with the injury?
We've got a very big night, obviously, Monday the 12th, down at the O2 with ICW. And I'm going to say this much, I've not made any public appearances thus far. Nobody knows what's going on. My first public appearance will be at ICW. So I'm going to let the crowd judge for themselves how my bicep looks. And I'll tell you this much, I've got my sights set in New Orleans and NXT TakeOver in WrestleMania.
And how's it feel for you to be coming back to Scotland and back to ICW?
Oh, incredible. I'm so, so excited to get back home and to get back to my home company with ICW. Over the past few years, I was traveling back and forth from where I live in America, in Tampa, Florida, and to ICW literally every 3-4 weeks, running myself into the ground, you know, trying to build a reputation for myself and build ICW. And I re-signed with the WWE as part of NXT, and I've been gone for, I think, almost 7-8 months is the last time that I was home in Scotland. So I'm very excited to be coming home for a start, but also to be inducted into ICW Hall of Fame. That's, you know, that's pretty incredible. And I'm 32 years old also. I'm not like 50 that everyone seems to think because I'm getting inducted in the Hall of Fame.
Obviously, your history with ICW is well documented, but what does Insane Championship Wrestling mean to you personally?
Now, ICW, that's my home company. Mark Dallas, the promoter, is the first guy I met in wrestling when I was 14 years old. He told me he wanted to be, you know, a promoter like Paul Heyman one day. I told him I wanted to be in the WWE one day. You know, he started ICW. I was his first champion. The things didn't go so great. I got signed to WWE, came to America. So things got going with ICW. The BBC documentary happened. Grado happened. Things got rolling. And by the time I made my return, they were, you know, on the climb with 1,500 people. And then I had the chance to be back with Mark, be back with, you know, Jester, Wolfgang, Lionheart, all the guys that I had grown up wrestling with. And together we took that 1,500 to 2,000. Then we took it from 2,000 to 4,000. Then we took it from 4,000 to over 6,000 people for the biggest independent show of all time. And it happened in Glasgow, the biggest show of all time, an independent scene. That's pretty wild when you're doing it with all your mates at home.
And what do you make of all the Scots and ICW alumni, the likes of Aleister Black, Killian Dane, Big Damo, making it to the WWE after you did it first?
Yeah, I think, you know, no matter what, I believe this, and I've lived by this, and that's why I've never, you know, lost my sanity, that the cream always rises to the top. You know, if you work hard enough, you're talented enough, you will get your opportunity, you'll get the chance to show the world what you can do. And I've always lived by that, and it's always come through for me. And all the guys that are part of ICW that are on the show, you know, they're not on there just because Mark Dallas, you know, thinks they're a nice guy. They're on there because they deserve to be on there, and everybody on that show will get their opportunity. All they have to do is just keep working hard, keep believing, keep bettering their character, bettering their body, bettering their interviews. And one day, you know, everyone can do exactly what I've done.
And taking it closer to home, I know your build is coming from Ayr, Scotland, but you went to Prestwick Academy. Which one is it? Is Prestwick actually your hometown?
No, I did grow up in Ayr. I'm literally on the border of Ayr and Prestwick. I should have gone to Ayr Academy, but I went to Prestwick Academy because that's where all my friends were going to. I literally live on the border of Ayr and Prestwick when I grew up, and I went to Glasgow Caledonian University.
And did growing up in that area help shape what you wanted to eventually end up doing?
Oh, it didn't shape at all. Nobody thought for a second. You know, like, never mind a guy from Ayr could go to WWE. Never really thought for a second a guy from Scotland could go to WWE. Like, we grew up, everybody loved wrestling, then people kind of, you know, fell out of it. Like, they got into it around the Stone Cold Steve Austin, the Rock kind of era. Everyone else fell out. We're all going to be wrestlers. Then I continued saying I'm going to be a wrestler. And then everyone was like, all right, Drew, okay, whatever, that's that American thing. And then I continued to do it. And my first day of university at Glasgow Cali, all the girls were searching on the computer, everybody's name, and random things were coming up in Google, like, oh, such and such, you're like a, I don't know, one of the graves come up of when, like, Mississippi or something, and Andrew Galloway, you're a professional wrestler, and it's actually you in your underpants. And then, you know, I was like, okay, yeah, that's what I do. And I'm going to go to America, I'm going to be part of WWE. Okay, Drew, that's an American thing. And then at 21 years old, sure enough, I was signed, and I was the first ever Scotsman signed to WWE. And to watch since then, just a few more Scots people come in, like Noam Dar, Nikki Cross, Wolfgang's part of it. It's just incredible just to watch what's happening these days.
Obviously, you'll be jetting in and jetting out again. Will you get any chance at all to go home?
Oh, yeah, I'm making time. to go home. You know, it is pretty wild to be coming home, you know, for this reason. And, you know, it might not have been like the ICW told me they want to induct you into the ICW Hall of Fame and recognize what you've done for the company and help, you know, get across on a global scale. And I, you know, said I really appreciate that. It meant a lot to me, just as much as any title I've ever won, because this is my company recognizing me. And I ran it by Triple H himself. And he's the one that said you should go there and be there physically and, you know, accept their word. And, you know, he was cool with me coming over. And that's wrestling in 2018, the way WWE works with the companies that they believe in and the superstars that they could potentially work with in the future. And they believe in ICW. They believe in me. And they are the ones that said, or Triple H himself said, go to ICW, be there in person. And, you know, that's pretty cool that I get to come home and, you know, have that blessing. You get to be part of that moment instead of it just announced I'm physically going to be there and we're going to have the biggest party of the year because I'm there for one night only.
Lastly, Drew, I know it's NXT and WWE is the main focus just now, but is it rest assured we will see you in ICW again in future?
Oh, I'd say anything can happen in wrestling, but I think I know at some point you'll see me in ICW or talking about ICW, a big part of some ICW in some capacity. You know, ICW, you know, has got part of my heart. You know, I've obviously got my goals going forward, and I want to see ICW keep succeeding. It will keep succeeding, and I want to make sure everybody's there on that night because it's not a celebration for me. Next Monday is a celebration for the success of Scottish wrestling because there was nothing when we started, and now we're the biggest thing in the world. And I don't want this night to be about celebrating Drew. I want it to be celebrating Scotland, celebrating Scottish wrestling and their success. And it's going to be a wild party. I can promise everybody that.